And the Gemara goes back to the Braisa that we learned in Dalmat Beis, and the Gemara explains how this Braisa becomes, how this Braisa works out, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rabbanan. Alright? So this is with the last Siyua to Rabbanan. The Gemara says, the Braisa we're familiar with, Lema Misayele. What's the Siyua? So again, we know this. Hakol Shoichlin Afilu Kuti, Afilu Orel, Afilu Yisrael Mumar. That's the Braisa. Kuti will discuss Orel, Hechidami, Lema Shemesu, Echon Machmas Mila, Hai Yisrael Ma'alyu. So it couldn't be that. It has to be Pshita, Mumar L'Arelus. It must be a person who did not do Arelus. If you look at Rashi, sounds like a Mumar L'Hachas who didn't do Arelus. Aim, and nevertheless, he is not Monas Meshchita. So this is the din that a Mumar L'Dover Echad, and according to Rashi, a Mumar L'Hachas is still not a Mumar L'Chol HaTeru Kula. All right? Aim, a Seifa, V'Afili Yisroel Mumar, Echidami, I Mumar L'Dover Echad, I knew Mumar L'Arelus. El Alav, it must be that this Mumar in the Seifa must be a specific kind of Mumar. Right? V'afilu Oral Yisrael is a Mumar L'davar Echad. What is V'afilu Yisrael Mumar? So the Gemara says, Elav Mumar L'davar Echad. So what are our choices? What are the two choices besides a Mumar L'davar Echad? No? What are the other two possible chidushim? So one is, so a Mumar to Mitzvah Chamura like Avodah Zarah. Or a mumar la'oisei davar. Right, those are the three mumorim that we've discussed so far. One is a mumar la'davar echad. He's nichshol in a mitzvah. What does that do for his nemonos? That's the mumar la'arelus. That's Rashi says, afilo livoid boy. Then we have a mumar la'davar echad. They were talking about a mumar la'te'ovoin ba'oisei mitzvah. And then we have mumar la'avodas kechavim. Right? So, Mumar, so the Gemara says that, so who is this Mumar? So, Elalah, Mumar, la Beris Kechavim, Misakman, Mulachavim, Uch, Nirabanan, Loi, Loilam, Eim, Mulachavim, Mumar, la Beris Kechavim, Loi, Domer, Mar, why would that be different? Because Chamur, la Beris Kechavim, Shekola, Koifer, Bokim, Oid, Bechola, Terra, Kula, that you would say when it comes to a Mumar, la Beris Kechavim, so that taka is a mumar l'chol l'kol. Elo mumar l'oisei davar u'chidei rava. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, this braisa is not a raya for rava because it could be learned like Ravana. And it's not a raya for Ravana because it could be learned like rava. Alright, so yaitzim mikol zeh. That with this braisa that we began with in Dalam and Beis, the Gemara says, two acceptable pshatim, Yisrael mumar. What's Yisrael mumar? It's not a mumar l'davrechad, that's mumar l'arelus. So what could it be? Either a mumar l'oisei davar, that's what Rava would say, a mumar l'tiyavay, and as long as we give him a knife, so there he will not be nichshol because l'shovik t'eravav v'nisura, or it could be a mumar l'davar chomer. Now the Gemara has given us the svaras for everybody also. What's the svara to say that a mumar la'oisei davar has no ne'emonos because came to Doshbe, not taking it seriously. So Rava says, no, mumar la'tiyoven, even though he's a mumar la'tiyoven la'oisei davar, le'shavak isura, le'shavak het tevra rav isura. Give him the knife. And Rav Anan holds that a mumar la'oibet la'oibet kachamim. A mumar la'oisei davar, maybe cholik and rav, it's a different, because then you can say kevish adoshba. A mumar la'oibet kachamim, that is chamur v'es kachamim. Then he is a mumar for the yisoyna yisoynais. So he doesn't have any, so we could say he would not have any nemonos. So Rav Anan says, no, avodah zarah is a very powerful avodah zarah, a very powerful yitzharah. So even though it's a mitzvah chamura, don't measure the mitzvah in terms of how significant the mitzvah is. Look at the yetzer hara. So a person who has a mumar for a fantastic yetzer hara, He's not a mumer for lesser yitzrei hara. That's what Rabbanu would say. Okay, now it's but either pshat is an acceptable pshat for this brisa because it says is a different. There's another kind of mumer. Who is that mumer? Either way, Marva says. So now let's try to nail this down. Meisvei. Let's bring the sugya to a conclusion. Meisvei. Meisvei. A brayso. Marva says we have a pasuk. The Rabbi Ben Yisrael first pasuk and second by Yikra. Second pasuk. That Bel Bnei Yisrael Yart Valeim Odom Ki Yakrib Mikem Korban Hashem Mina Behema Mina Boker Mina Tzoyin Takrivu Es Korban Chem. So the pasuk is a little bit sticky. Bel Marta Aleim Ki Yakrib Korban. Right? Ki Yakrib Korban Hashem Mina Behema Mina Boker. It's Odom. Who else is being a Korban? Odom ki yakriv mikem. What's mikem? Odom mikem. One of you guys who brings a korban. Strange what you say. Ki yakriv korban. Right? That's what he's talking to. So Gemara darshins mikem v'loy kulchem. And there is a group of you who can bring a korban. We're talking about a korban nedava. It's like the first parshan by Yikra is an oila. So a nedava, it's not a chata, it's not an osham, not a korban hamechuyim. A korban that were giving us in Dormanid, we want to give this korban. So the Gemara says, Mikem b'loy kulchem. So the Brisa says, well, who are we excluding? Lehoitzi es ha-mumor. Lehoitzi es ha-mumor. And then the Gemara says, Mikem b'chem chilakti. And this is a unique distinction that's within Klal Yisrael. Because even though we'll say later on that a goy can bring a neder nedava, so a goy who's a mumer, we will still take his korban. But a Jew who's a mumer, we're not going to take his korban. V'loy b'umos. That's a chiddush for the Jewish people. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu expects more from us. Mina behema, Adam ki yakriv lachem, korban lashem mina behema. What's mina behema? Mina boker mina tzayin. So it's mina behema adding. So the Rashi and Chumash points out the Gemara that says that not every behema. If somebody was nichshol in a behema and had sexual act of the behema, then that behema becomes possible for korban. What is the argumar darshan? Mina behema, min a very severe language. Lahavi bnei odom shedoymin le behema. Right, everybody gets all worked up when we learn. When we have the next week, the sixth parsha. Yeah. When the Gemara, when the Chumash says that Rome tells. And the arm, but shvu lechemim achamor. So the Gemara says, "I'm a daim lechamor," because they weren't part of the Mishnah. They're Jewish. It's a racist comment. More severe. May I ask also? Min abeima lohad vid odem shadaim lebeima. Who daim lebeima? First doesn't do mitzvahs. Daim lebeima. She'ein mekaimis and mitzvahs. Amumor. Lahavi bnei odom shedoymin lebehema, mikan amru, mekavlin korbanos mipoisha Yisrael kedei sheyachzu ben b'tshuva. Chutz min amumar u'menasech esayayin u'machal shavu esya. Mara says before we bring a raif for this brisa to Rabbanan or against Rabbanan Akasha, we got to figure out the brisa. Right, how are we going to put this together? Line number one says, Mikem v'loy kulchem loitzi es amumer. A mumer cannot bring a korban. Next line says, Mekablen korbanes mipoisha Yisrael kedesh achzum mutav. We do take korbanes from a mumer. third line says, but you can't take it from, you can't take a korban from a mumar, chutz min ha-mumar. So the resha is a drasha that mikem le-kulchem. The seifa supports that you can't take him a mumar, and the emseisa says that we take korbanos kidei she-yachzru, right? Even min ha-behema, even from a person who does a veris. Holy kasha. Resha mumas with different kinds of mumarim. Resha is a mumar l'chol tera kula. Mitziyasa mumar l'damar v'echad. Oh, so we have a simple solution. One is a mumar l'chol tera kula that he cannot bring a korban. But then you have a mumar l'damar v'echad. That's a person's nechshal. He can bring a korban. Good. Kidei sheyachzeru. Sheyachzeru b'tshuva. And the Gemara said, what do you do with the last mumar? Eima seifa. Chutz min ha-mumar. U'min nasech esayayin. U'min chashvat v'esya. Hai mumar chidami. Imum l'chol terakul ha'inu reisha. Imum l'avecha. N'kasha m'siyasa. El la'av ochikamar. Chutz min ha-mumar. Lin nasech esayayin. U'la chashvat v'esya. Olma mumar l'avech gachavim. Havei mumar l'chol ha-terakul. The Gemara says that this brisa that's discussing who is eligible to bring a korban, which kind of, who do we accept korbanos? So the Gemara comes up with this. So the Gemara says, what's shot in the brisa? So it's clear that a mumar, that there's one mumar which is very severe, and one mumar which is not so severe, and then there's a third mumar which is like the most severe mumar. Okay? So we have, there's no, you can't employ rubbers. That doesn't make any sense. There's such a thing as a mumar shadosh when it comes to korban eslachar. So what are our choices? A mumar l'chol terakula, a mumar l'varizor, a mumar v'acha. Good. So now we can explain it. That the mumar, the light mumar that's going to be bringing korban is kidei sheyachzeru, that's going to be the mumar l'varizor. Ah, we've now corroborated Rava that a light mumar is not a mumar l'chol terakula. We haven't fully corroborated Rava, because Rava takes one other step and says, even a mumar shadosh boy. Right, so we're not yet home run with Rava, but we're closer. Then the last din is that a mumar l'avodah zarah is a severe mumar, the same category as a mumar l'chol terakula. That's against Rabbanan. Okay, so to you, to the Rabbanan. Now we have with all our siyuas, Yoy Shofat and Eliyo and the Brisa. We have all these siyuas. We say in the end, the maskonas hasugya is to reject Rabbanan, and our mumar l'avod zarah has no nemonos, and it's kimumul chol terakula, and we accept the svara that chamura avodas keichobim shekala koyfer but kibayd b'chol terakula. Good? So that's the maskonas hasugya. The maskonas hasugya now comes from a brisa about korbanos. We're trying to figure out whether this kind of a mumar is nemonos. We're trying to figure out whether we can trust him. We're trying to figure out whether the shechita is a good shechita. And the raya that a mumar has no nemonos if he's an oyd v'zarenik is that we don't take his korban. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta, that's a good kasha. And Rav Anan could not squeeze out and say, maybe korban is different. Maybe he's only a mumar l'chol terakula for korban, it's not for nemonos. So you have to go slow, all right? First, we'll just see what comes out of the sugya halach l'maaseh, a siman beis in Yerideya. And then, Yirtzeh Hashem, next week, we'll finish the sugya, because this is legabe korbanos in the middle of the sugya. Because the next line is, ha-mi-hochen ha-chosu nafko. So, heimed beis, the top half of heimed beis, is about this din of who is eligible to bring korbanos. Left to hold on that nekuda. Okay, but this is what we're holding in the sugya. We have now, in terms of just what's the flow of the sugya, we have Rava's din, right? In other words, we have that the flow of the sugya is that the Mishnah said in Beis Amid Aleph that we have a complex Mishnah that's a chachilah b'di'evet. On Gimel Amid Aleph, Rav Ashi gives us a pshat which is based on Rava, and then it reminded me, and the Tosfos at the Gemara at the Baal Gimel Bay said that this is Rava's shita. That Rav himself, when he discussed Kuti, was responding to Abaya. So Rav's shita is that Akol Shoichatin is a, as Rav Ashi explains, is a mumar l'teyavin, that we don't say kevin shindoshvay. Ushchitosan ksheira means if the means the lechadchila we give him a knife. So we make sure that the mumah l'tiyavin is no reason to use a bad knife. So he's going to do a good shechita. Leishave keteira va'avid isura. All right? And if he did do a shechita without the knife being given to him, having been checked, then we check the knife with the eved, top of the gimel on the base. And if we can't check the knife, then the shechita is not a kosher shechita. What do you do with the very, very end, that if achar oymed al gabov, v'acherim roin oysa shechita soy kesheira. Right, Mshafa to that Taisma said that that wasn't a kasha. They'll have to go and chayav shechita v'kod. But the evidence, if we don't have the knife, then we will not be able to check it. So that was Rabba's din. The Gemara says now, after the Gemara went back to discuss shechita zkuti, so now in Dalet Amud Aleph we went back to Rabba. Right? And the Gemara then wanted to analyze the Yesod of Rava. And giving the Gemara wanted to bring this Bryce as a Raya. The Gemara said this Bryce on the Raya because it could be referring to Rav Hanan. We then analyzed Rav Hanan, and now we're coming back to reject Rav Hanan. And we're back to, we have one more piece to do over here, and that is to just analyze the Bryce that rejected Rav Hanan, and then go back to finish up Kuti. Okay? What is and we have the two svaras that Rava and Rav Hanan were arguing about. So that's the setup of the sugya. Chaim.
So how do we see from the end of the Gemara that a Mumar Levaros Chachavim is the equals a Mumar Chol Torah
Kula? How do we see it? Because the Gemara is because the Brisa, was establishing the din of who was eligible to bring a korban. So the Braisa had three Mumarim. Right? The best fit Pshat in the Braisa was that the last Mumar is the Mumar who's been Nasech Yan Levet Azara. So the last Mumar is the Mumar Levet Azara. And Machal Hashem Shehesia is Nidon Kevet Azara. Right? Because he's Kevet Maaseh Bereishis. So now we have three Mumar. Mumar number one is not bringing a korban. He's excluded. Mumar number two is bringing a korban, Kadesh Yachzru. And Mumar number three, whose korban we're not accepting, is a Mumar Levet Azara. So then the Gemara says that the best fit pshat is that the first Mumar is a Mumar L'kol HaTorah Kula. And that's why we're not taking a korban from him. And then it makes sense to say that that is only with a Jew who's a Mumar Chol Torah Kula. But apparently a Goy who's not Makabel Torah, which makes sense. A Goy's not Makabel Torah. So then the Braisa reads very nicely and says, this is a Chilek HaMeyu, but not by a Goy. A Goy is not Makabel Torah. A Jew who's not Makabel Chol Torah looks, he's like a Goy. So Goy we're taking. In other words, the Braisa reads very, very well now. Why should the Braisa say that Bachem Chilakti, but not Mechem Chilakti. A Jew is bringing a korban. If a Jew is over on and doesn't eat to get it, eats to get a nosha, so he can't bring a korban. But a goy, of course, he can eat to get a nosha. Mechem Chilakti, a Jew is an avarian and mechal Shabbos, not professor. He can't bring a korban, but a goy is mechal Shabbos can bring a korban. A Jew is a thief, but this korban is not stolen. Can't bring a korban. A goy can't bring. Why are we contrasting a Jew? But if you say that a mumal adaber echad is the guy who can bring a korban, that's the good mumal. The bad mumal is a mumal called terakula. Then if he's great, a mumal lechola terakula can't bring a korban. Can't bring a korban to Dava. A goy can bring a goy. Is also, he's not a mumer. He's not makabel Torah. He's not a mumer. He's not tenan. So that's what the Gemara says. Bachem chilakti. So then it's the best fit shot is that your first mumer is a mumer lechol terakula. He's a ketur from korbanos. Middle is the mumer dever echad. He can bring a korban. Kedei shiachsu b'tshuva. And the third is a mumar lenasach, that's a mumar l'rizara. A mumar l'rizara is a bad mumar. So the braisa equates in din the mumar l'rizara, the mumar menasach, and the mumar l'chol terakula. So the gabi akrovas korban, both are equally excluded.
And the Gemara isn't bothered, meaning by the sense it says imumar l'chol terakula hainu reisha, saying that the last case can't be imumar l'chol terakula, or we're just saying that because they're equated.
It'll be redundant. It has to give us some chiddush. So that fits in very nicely. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that a mumar menasech, and there's another chiddush we'll have to discuss at great length, and that is a mumar l'chalal sham shepesi. That's a whole at least one or two shurim to discuss that. What's shepesi? What's vanazeh? Why Shabbos? Person eats chazir by fresh is different. So after that, let's focus on the first part. Amumah menasech as a yayin. So the fact that amumah menasech as a yayin has the same din as the mumah l'chol terakula, that's against Rabbanan.
So the place where they would be mechalak is Rabbanan would say that the third case of a mumah l'avos kochavim or l'davar chamor would be able to still bring korban.
Yeah. Okay, now a little bit deeper to understand this, and that is that the Gemara is saying that there are two ways that you could measure the severity of a mitzvah or the severity of an iser. You can measure it by the substance of the iser or by the yetzer hara that is pushing the person to do the iser. So if you look at the substance of the Iser, so then Avodah Zarah should be so substantive that a person who is nishal in Avodah Zarah, so then what's left? If he's nishal in Avodah Zarah, so if he's nishal in the Yesoid, if he's married in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so why should he not be nishal in any other particular Iser? Masha'en Ken, if you say that the Yetzer Hara from it is always a powerful Yetzer Hara. So then we would say, if a guy is nichshal in, I don't know, putting on his left shoe before his right shoe, and if a guy is nichshal in going to, I don't know, eating from a pizza place when there's a kosher down the road. So then if a guy is nilshal and a very, very, can't withstand a light yitzhar, then we have to assume he can't withstand even a big yitzhar. But Rav Hanan says, Fakarit. Rav Hanan is saying, what happens when we find a Jew who cannot withstand a powerful yitzhar? And a person who is nilshal in robbing and pickpocketing, and not giving back a mitzvah that had a siman on it and was worth $1 million. So that's a big yetzer hara. But not going down the road to buy kosher is a small yetzer hara. So maybe because a person's nichshol in a big yetzer hara, so that doesn't mean that he's a mumar for that one yetzer hara. So Rav Hanan was saying you measure mumarus by the yetzer hara. Because Avodah Zarah was a powerful yetzer hara. Bizman Vayas Rishon. And those who argue with Rav Hanan say, no, you measure the degree of mumaros by the severity of the chayt. Chamura avedus keichovim. So now, coming back to our sugya, so we can explain that apparently, when the Gemara was evaluating, or better yet, when the Torah was establishing how to view different kinds of mumar, and the Torah used korbanos to make that gradation, all right? So the Gemara drops a very difficult line. The Gemara says, why was a mumar l'davar echad? Why are we bringing his korbanos? Kedei sheyachziru b'em v'tshuvah. The Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, lav taima dekra kol darish ela noisei tam l'davar midirabinan meha mumo lidover echad tve mi mumo lchola terakula v'loy mekminan kira b'milsach risa uka omar de mumo lidover echad b'kal yachzer b'tshuva l'chein mekal mayen kidei sheyachzer. How do you read this Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos? Lav taima dekra kadosh. What's bothering Tosfos? Yeah, so what's such a thing? It's not Talmud de Kro.
It seems it's not Pasha Pshat that the whole point of it is Kadeshi Aksu Bichuba.
Right, so no, you're on the right track. What's and Lyat Sir would be Talmud de Kro. What does it sound like? When you read the Braisa, what does it sound like? Mekablin karbonis mi poish Yisrael kidei sheyach zuvim
tshuva. That's the purpose of
the
karbon?
The purpose, well, yeah, well.
Of their karbon.
Okay, and therefore?
We would expect to find an indication of that in the
pasuk. Why do you say that? Say better. A lot of fundamental things are not in Chumash. Elam Haba is also not. A lot of fundamental things are not in Torah Shavuot. No, so say better. Go ahead.
Simply, the korban is not making a
mimachzer
b'tshuva, but rather it's
helping them go on the path. It's a good kasha. A good kasha. A little bit too late, right? Once you have the korban, but you could say kedei sheyachzer if I can get kapara, so I'll do tshuva. I'll be miyayish, right? You have a whole drasha. But what should bother you about this? Go ahead, Leon. Correct. So therefore, it's Brian's favorite Masechta Brachos. Right. So what is no? So where does the Gemara say it? We should look again. We don't give time in the Krah, but and it goes. What does it mean? We don't give time in the Krah. We don't have. We didn't write Sefer Chinuch every single page. Meshor Shem Mitzvah. Have a whole shelf of me. Have a whole unit of books that give Talmud Akra. So that's why we don't give Talmud Akra. What does it mean? Which thing's correct? Lord, there shouldn't have Talmud Akra. Machlaikas and Sanhedrin. No? When the Gemara says, Leon, we don't give Talmud, what's the Gemara saying? We don't say, Kishem, like you had Rachmanis and the bird. So have Rachmanis and us. No. That's a nice tefillah. So why not? Loi deshin atam v'dekra. Gemara says, loi deshin atam, we don't, of course we will explain mitzvahs as much as we can. But we will never make a halachic decision based on a tama dikra. Right? The Gemara says, it's a machlekes Sanhedrin. The Torah says that a king does not have, cannot take on too many horses. Why? Pasuk and Shaftim. Shema what? And we'll go back to Mitzrayim. So the Gemara does, there's one time in Chumash, maybe twice, when the Torah gives us a time of the crow. So the Gemara says, whether the Torah is telling us, Darshan time of the crow, if Shimon says, Darshan time of the crow, the Torah is teaching you. Try to figure out, and you can make halachic decisions based on it. Or Rav Yehuda says, no, there's one particular case where the Torah said, don't have horses for kings so that he won't go down to Mitzrayim, but otherwise we don't, we try to understand mitzvahs, but we would never say we understand the mitzvahs so well that we can, paskin halachas based on it. So when the Gemara says that a Jew would get to the Omer and he would say, "Kishem that you had Rachmanis on the burn of Rachmanis of my kids," so the Gemara says, "Mishatkin," I say, "Take him off. He can't. He's disqualified being a chazan. Why? Because he proposes to understand the pasuk ad kirei kach that he can make a tefillah about it." So Tosfos says, with a simple reading of this brisa is answering Chaim's kasha. Chaim is saying, where do you get all these mumorim from? So where's the mumor levada zara? Okay, mumor lenasich, we got it. Okay, where do you get that the mumor is a mumor lechola terakula, and that this mumor is a mumor derecha? So the simple reading of the brisa is that the Torah says, bring korbanos. So of course you can let Mumorim bring Korbanos. That's who's supposed to bring Korbanos, right? Tzadikim don't have to bring Korbanos. It's guys who do Avayah don't have to bring Korbanos, right? So L'chaira, it would be when the Torah tells us that min ha-behema, there are mumarim who bring korbanos. It sounds like from the brisa that mekablin korbanos mipoishi Yisrael kedei sheyachzu ben b'tshuva. There's a certain kind of mumar that has to do tshuva, and his korbanos are accepted. But a avodah zara nekabal tshuva is too far gone. Or a mumar l'avodah zara, he has not tshuva yet. He's still holding by avodah zara. So he's going to bring a korban because he ate a piece of chaylev. Come on, what's going on over here? He's a superstitious person, right? So let him put a little red band around his wrist and go home. He's doing avodah zara, so he's not going to bring a korban. A Jew who's a nichshal and one aveira, right? So he wants to do tshuva. He was trying very hard to be melchemes hayetzer. Good. So by helping him do tshuva, by bringing korban, he'll do more tshuva. But a guy who's still holding by avodah zara, so he has to go in the program. He has to do tshuva first, and then we can talk. So it sounds like that the Gemara, that the Brisa is saying, we figured out this din. We figured out the din of Mumar. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, we're in violation of, this only goes according to Reb Shimon, we are in violation of a huge Yisoid. That we're not Dorish Tama Dikra. We don't say, the purpose of Korbanos is Tshuva, Memela will use this kind of Jew as a good candidate. That Jew's not a good candidate. Right, so the maybe that's not the purpose of korbanos. Maybe the purpose of makarim Jews to mokem hashchina. Maybe to be matir shlomim, so you can have so your home is an extension based on the drushes. So Tosva says it could not be that this is Tam Nikra. That was the Gemara should say, Vachid, Doshin, Tam Nikra. The Gemara should say, this must be only Kodesh Rebbe Shimon, not Kodesh Rebbe Yehuda. So Tosva's Lav Tam Nikra, Kodesh. Okay? I get it. So how do you put the line now? Kadesh Yachzor Rebbe Tshuva. What do you do that line? Ella noisein tam l'domer. So what sounds that different than tam adikra? It's not tam adikra, but we're giving a tam l'domer. It's such stuff. How are you supposed to read the Tosfos? Ella noisein tam l'domer. Mide rabbinan meha mumer l'domer echot fei mi mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula. That we are willing to say that Minah Behema gives a legs up, an advantage to this mumer over a mumer l'chol Torah kula. V'loy mekminon kiro b'milsach, we say, and we don't say that it's referring to some other kind of iser. Uko omar de mumer l'dover echad bekal yachzer b'tshuva, v'lachein mekam mayem kedesh yachzer. What's the hezber adover? What's Tosha saying? It's not. We're not dorish tam and dekro. So what are we doing? What's the toes of the kam? Was that? Who's that? I'm sorry. So isn't that Dorish Tam of the Kro?
No, it's Dorish Tam of the Tam of the Kro.
What do you mean?
Like, it's explaining why Chazal chose to interpret in the way they did.
When you say chose to interpret, so isn't that exactly isn't that exactly saying that the Torah is matir certain mumorin and not other mumorin? And now the rabbis had to figure out which are the mumorin. So they were derish time with the girl. They said, why are we in karbonis to do tshuva? Oh, so we'll do the likely candidates of tshuva, not the unlikely candidates. No, isn't that mamish derish time with the girl? Lav tam with the girl kodorish. Elanesi tam with the girl. Mine rabbinan meha mumor l'dover echot tvemi mumor l'chol tera kula. No, Chaim?
It's like working backwards in a sense that it says that what makes a mumar l'davar echad better than a mumar l'chol Torah kula is a mumar l'davar echad is going to want to do tshuva. So once we have the reason for the difference between a mumar l'davar echad and a mumar l'chol Torah kula, we work backwards saying that the fact that a mumar is better in the sense that he wants to do tshuva, then we can say that there must be the reason why the karbon is allowed would be to allow him to do tshuva. So that we're not darshaning, the pasuk is saying that that's the reason why, rather we darshan first to the reason why and then we apply it to the pasuk.
So and maybe that's what Yaakov was saying, but why is that better? I think what you're saying is that we made up the svaras first and figured out how the svaras are going to help us understand the pasuk. The other time in the Kro you're saying is it would be a bad thing if we say this is the halacha, and now we will explain the law in a certain way. But to say that we have a logical approach to something, and then to say, well, this logical approach helps us explain what the Torah is telling us, that's okay. Right? Like the difference between Chaim and Shimon. Chaim understands always not the Rishon Lekra. The Svara has to emerge from the Halacha. And Reb Shimon is the svara emerges from human experience, and then you see it applies and explain it that way. So that we had in mind that the svaras are not with freestanding svaras, right? Elanoi Saint Tam Ludov. So I would say that in a slightly different way. That perhaps what the Bryce is explaining to us is how do we come to these different categories of Mumar. This helps us define the different kinds of Mumorim that are out there. So why should we take the approach of viewing a Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula differently or a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah differently than a Mumar L'Davar Echad? Why should we say that the definition of a mumar for korbanos should be the same definitions for mumarin in nemanos? So maybe what Tosis, the way Tosis interpreted this Gemara, is noisein tam ledovar means it gives a pshat. It's giving a pshat in something that's there. Right? Ledorit lav tam dekor kadorish. Chazal were not trying to explain the psukim. Is the way Chaim said it. Fits it very well. They weren't coming to explain the psukim, and I would add in square brackets, and as a result, establish the halacha accordingly. No. Ella, what was happening? Chazal had either a Mesorah of how to darshan, or they had categories that they had already developed. Ella noisein tam ledovar, and now they're explaining how to view these different categories. Min Rabbinon meha mumor ledover echad. Why, from the fact that we are distinguishing between a mum ledover echad and a mum lechol teruk kula, as opposed to distinguishing between a mumor l'avodah zarah and a mumor l'chazir. A mumar, in other words, usually when we have to make distinctions in halacha and we have to figure out different categories, so usually what Chazal will do is they will define limits. They will take baby steps. In other words, Avodah Zarah, he gets nailed. Avodah Zarah is the one I can't bring up. But what about a little bit less than Avodah Zarah? What's a little bit less than Vodazara? Aganef? I don't know. A little bit less than Vodazara doesn't do Shabbos a Yom Tov. In other words, usually you would say the Mumar, the one kind of egregious Mumar, he's done. He's fried. He doesn't bring Karbonis. He has no Nemos. Oh, but there's a little bit less of a Mumar. I'm not sure who that would be. A mumar, he does. Let's say a ganef, a thief, right? Let's say a mumar for niyuf. In other words, usually we would take these steps and we'd say, well, the sefer is telling us that a mumar l'avod zarah. Now I'll take one little step. Instead, with the Gemara saying, "We're saying no, no. Al mumar l'avodah zarah is the last one. The top one is al mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula." And now we flew back the other end of the spectrum. And al mumar l'davar echad, we take his. That's not the way Gemara usually works. So what Tosfos is saying is that the Gemara is defining the category. There's a mumar that we can expect can be chayzer b'tshuva if he brings a carbon, and there are mumarim that we can't expect to be chayzer b'tshuva. So the mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula is the mumar that we don't think a carbon is going to schlep him back. What's the next one? Al Mumar Lavad Azara. After that, every Mumar is a Mumar that we can conceivably, that is closer to being Meshiva. Lav Tamid Krokodarish. We're not saying that the reason that we accept this guy's korban and don't accept this guy's korban. No. That's we don't understand the Torah that well to be able to draw those kinds of conclusions. Illinoisain Tam Ledover. But it's explaining the halacha as the halacha evolved, as halacha was revealed to us. Minerabinon meha mumor lidomer echod tfe mi mumor lechola terakula. Since we included this mumor lidomer echod and treated him differently than a mumor lechola terakula, v'loi mekminan krab in milsach risa uka omar. The mumar l'davar echad bekal, right? And what should we expect the braisa to do? We expect the braisa to say there is a mumar l'kol terakula is the most egregious. Okay, next mumar l'avayda zara. Okay, he's kimol kol terakula. Next a mumar l'niyuf. He can already bring a korban. Right? Instead we said Avod Kol Terakula Avod Zara, and then Mum L'Davar Echad, choose your Davar Echad. It could be Niyaf, it could be Chazir, it could be Chalev, it could be Dam. So Tosa says, because with the Gemara wants to, that the Chazal understood, why did the Rabban Shem divide it up this way? Because Why did Chazal present it this way? Chazal could have said, chosen another Aveira, another Aveira Chamura, and then we would have known. Because Chazal was saying that they understood that the categories that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose were categories of Hachzor B'Tshuva. That if you're in the category of... So the only time that Chazal understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that the Chazor B'Tshuva is not going to happen is, or that's going to require a discovery program, something much more basic, is going to be from Avodah Zarah and Kol Terakula. But once it's localized and it could be that explains to us why Ne'emonos is structured around these distinctions. Because if you look at the Avayonim as Avayonim who have thrown the towel in and Avayonim who haven't thrown the towel in, so then Ne'emonos makes sense. Right? If we say this is an avari, we now categorize. There are two kinds of avarayonim. Those that are candidates for tshuva, and those who are not candidates for tshuva. Again, not to impose that in modern terms. But in terms of when the whole world was from. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, and until his door, so Klal Yisrael was from. That doesn't mean they're always Avyonim, obviously. You always had Korbanos and all the Averis. But in terms of having large groups of Jews who had a sheet and not to be from, so we had the Stukim and the Vaisusim. But the fact that we didn't have organized denominations till the door before the Chofetz Chaim means that we had everybody was like the Sfaradi world to this day. But in the world, the person can be different range of observance, but they all know what the standards are. So the Bryce is saying that the way that, I think what Tos is explaining to us, the way that Bryce looks at Avayonim as Memorim is, have they are they miyayish? The way Chazal phrased it, had they been moitzi atzma natzibur. So as long as a person sees himself as there's a yetzer I have trouble with, all right? So he is kedesh yachzu b'shuvah. He is nemonis. The moment the guy says it's not the yetzer hara, it's the mahalach, it's the shita, right? So where's the yachzu b'shuvah? So then he doesn't make a bonus, and then he's moitzi yachzu b'naklal. Then bonus a shot. Right, so that could be it seems to be. Rabbanan disagrees with this. Why? Because Rabbanan says the Avodah Zarah Niker is not a Shita. The Avodah Zarah is a Pakmi Avodah Zarah, the Rashi said. He's a huge Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And Rabbanan says, no, he belongs on the side of the spectrum of the Mumel Dover Echad. He is a guy who can be Chayzer B'tshuva. It's only the Mumel L'chol HaTerah Kula. But Avodah Zarah, why? Because Rav Hanan says, look at the Yetzer Hara. And the Chazal who argued with Rav Hanan said, look at the Chaymer Hadin. The Chaymer Hadin of Avodah Zarah says it's already beyond the Kedesh Yachzu B'Tshuva. Right? But that could be, that's why we will come across, as we go deeper now to Halacha L'Maisa, that the Machal Hashem for Hesia. It's because the Machalas from Hesia is Moitzi Atzmai. He's already putting himself on the side of, in terms of the Gemara's time. All right? So this will be a very sadistic Mahalach as we go weiter. We have to see if it's correct. This, let's overload this phrase. Yaakov.
If that's the reason for the distinction, then wouldn't it make more sense to be mahalik between Lahachis and Lotayavim? Isn't that more closely related to the extent to which one has distanced himself?
Correct. Okay. We're not done yet with Lahachis and Lotayavim.
Okay.
All right? That's correct. Go ahead.
It seems like theoretically it would be impossible to find someone who doesn't keep any of Torah. Like, they never honor their parents. They don't even. Someone who has anti Torah philosophy still might return off some of it, not steal. They're still going to have things that they don't violate that are also in Torah.
So there'll never be a person who's. A move b'chol terah kula. I think it means, is he doing it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was told to do it? Or is he doing it because it's not beginning? I think that's the chiluk. Right?
So
I think
that's
what it means.
If it's a secular ethic, then we'll still count it as a
Well, let's come back to that, okay? Go ahead, Daniel.
So, Tosa's question is basically, does the concept of Yachzer B'Tshuva belong within the category of the Torah, or does it belong in the category of Chazal? Because if it belongs in the category of Chazal, then it's possibly like Rav Shimon. But if it belongs in the category of the Torah, then Chazal are sort of just moving forward.
You're observing it, correct. Is it that Chazal are observing it, or is Chazal understood it to be...
Are Chazal understanding it as Kiddush Yachzer B'Tshuva, or are they implementing Kiddush
Yachzer B'Tshuva? Exactly. Okay, let's just get 5 minutes in order to save time. And the Tosis on Mikem V'Loi Kulchem. I don't want to spend the whole shir on it, so let's just quickly... Oh, here it is. Okay. Just... Explain the Tosfos. Teima the Itzrich lich did der Shinan Birvesh Lulav Agazel. In the beginning, Lulav Agazel, the Gemara darshins mikem that and Meloy Min Agazel, right? A person cannot bring a korban from a stolen animal. So Tosfos says that instead of that mikem is already used up. Adam ki yakriv mikem should be from you. We darshan Adam Mikem, one of some of you. But Tema Israel Khadashinan. that as if a person steals an animal and the Baal HaBehema has not been miyayish that, so then it's Gezel, and it's not a good carbon. So Tosis is stuck. How can we darshan mikem? How can we give it double duty? It's darshan up already. Teretz is to also lav mishum de tepuklon by kro. So Tosis' answer is no. The din that a person cannot give a korban from a stolen animal is much more basic. He can't be makdishin. It's not a korban b'chlal. I can't go around being taking your korban, your animal, bring it as a korban. It's cholin. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama Daf Samach Zayin that we know that already because the Torah says, mi beisoy, and this is not mi beisoy. So, the mi beisoy, am rachmana, v'loy maisi hosam kro, d'chi yakrib el loymar, the korban am rachmana, v'hai lav korban hu. So Tosfos says that when the Gemara says Odom ki yakir mikem b'loy min agozel, the Gemara is not darshaning the din. The Gemara is almost like an asmachta. The Gemara darshan the din that you have to own the animal for your makdashit. Ask me beisoy. In other words, even though I stole it, and you can argue, well, maybe if I wait long enough, it'll be I shall have it. Maybe I have a little bit of shlita over it. Maybe I should take it. I'll give money back. No. Not yours. The achar yeyush, you can't be makdisha. You have to pay him. Koidim yeyush, korban achal. The Gemara is just pointing out that this is not a korban. It's not yours, bechlal. But the halach is based on a different din. It's like an asmachta, explaining to you what's the problem with a stolen animal. A very simple problem. You have no right to be makdisha. That's answer number one. So therefore, mikem is freed up. Good. Answer number two is what. That the din over here is the guy who steals a korban. Reuven was makdish a korban. It's kaddish. He wants to give a korban and dava. So the guy says, "You know what? I also give a korban and dava. So I'll take his korban and dava." No. So I don't have a chelik in it. We're living in Tzvas. I know he has an animal back there that's kaddish. I'm going to him anyways. I'm going to bring a korban. So I take his korban. Bring it to the Goyen. Maybe it's a chatas. I'm going to get a kapor. I said, look, I stopped it all the way. Eventually I'll be paying him for it. Right? So he did the hektish. But who did the akrava? Who brought it? Who gives over the korban? I brought it over. So maybe it could act that I can get kapora for it. So Yeshloimer, the Tarte Shemina, mi mekem. That the Gemara says, no, you have to learn two halachas from Mikem. The halacha of Mibesai is that it you can't be makdishit. The halacha, there are two halachas of Mikem. One halacha of Mikem is that if I use somebody else's korban, I can't come and say, he was 10%, he was makdishit. He owns the animal. I did the schlepping, so I should get kapara. No. The Baal of Korban gets the kapar. And taka we learn, our din, that the guy can't be in a variant. The answer taka is, tarati shaminon. We taka learn two halachis. But it's referring to a gezeila mukudesh, and it's referring to the question of whether it is oila loila kapara. Who gets the kapara? The guy who does all the tircha, or the guy who took some of his property. That's an important issue. So he said, the guy who took his property to Hektish, he gets the kapar. Okay, just to, not really our sugya, but just to get the taste straight. Ooh, we didn't know Shachar.